Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hello, America, and happy Saturday. We've got a really great show for you today. I'm very proud of what we've done this week. A lot of important interviews with people on the front lines of oversight in Congress today. Another really good lineup for you. We're going to kick Saturday off with James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He is on top of everything from weaponization of government to impeachment to now a big role in reviewing what these universities are doing or failing to do and what NGOs and foreign governments may be paying to encourage or foment the violence, unrest, hatred, in protests on college campuses. James Comer has a lot to say about that. He visited George Washington University this week. Right in the middle of the protests, he confronted some of the protesters, challenging them on their ignorance, challenging them on their hatred, challenging them for their efforts to create a hostile environment for Jewish students. It was a really dramatic moment captured on video. Our reporters were there for it. James Comer sat down with Amanda and I. We had a great conversation, including what could be next in the congressional efforts to rein in universities, to perhaps pull the tax-exempt status of groups that are encouraging this violence, to perhaps prohibit or slow or better highlight foreign donations that come from hostile foreign powers to universities or to groups hoping to create a less hospitable environment for Jewish students or American students, for that matter. A great conversation with James Comer. In the second block, Devin Nunes, former House Intelligence Committee Chairman, currently the president of former President Trump's new social media company, Trump Media and Technology Group. It runs the Truth Social platform that millions of Americans now use. He's going to talk about some concerns he raised with Congress this week that there may be some people on the stock market trying to manipulate the value of Trump's stock to drive it down. Another potential form of political warfare in this 2024 election. Devin Nunes is going to describe what has him worried, what he told Congress he was able to show with his own investigative work. Yep, he put his investigative cap back on. Very important revelations he found. And then in the third block, we'll talk to the head of the Super PAC, supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Tony Lyons. He has been digging into the poll numbers. It looks as though right now that RFK Jr.'s candidacy is disproportionately hurting Joe Biden. There is a panic alarm on a lot of the Democrats right now about RFK. Tony Lyons is going to describe what's going on and also some dynamics he's seeing in the formation of a coalition. There are a lot of polls that have RFK as high as 20, most of them in the 13 to 16% range. Tony Lyons is going to tell us where RFK is pulling support from. Where is it coming from? And why is Joe Biden so worried about it? Obviously, Donald Trump has taken some shots at RFK, tried to portray him as a leftist. But Tony Lyons is seeing a lot of data. I think it'd be interesting to just hear why the RFK team feels a little bit excited about what the summer and fall may handle for them. That's a great lineup for us today. I want to just put this on your front line as we speak today. And in fact, you'll hear Jonathan Rose from Genesis Gold Group on the podcast next week. There are some very serious concerns about the solvency of a growing number of banks. As you know, just a couple of weeks ago, a state regulator closed down Republic First Bank because it was in a bad shape, and then the FDIC took it over. This is a bank that was in Philadelphia. It was the first bank failure in a while, but there's a bigger warning sign. A very respected financial group on Wall Street raising some serious concerns. It's the Claros Group. They're very well respected. They did a look at balance sheets and they found a lot of concerns. This is the last quarter of 2023 balance sheets, what people are seeing. Well, they found about, I think it's 282 banks that they were flagging for possible risks for failure. Why is this going on, right? A lot of these banks are below their insured deposit limits, meaning they have not enough cash in to cover their insured deposits. And these banks are getting further crunched because getting new money costs more money, right? Interest rates are up, so banks have to pay more for fresh funds. And I think a lot of people really worried about that. So Claros Group looked at 4,000 U.S. banks and found 282 of those fail a dual threat. There's also a concern of commercial real estate loans, which are starting to fail. The commercial real estate industry post-pandemic not thriving. And then, of course, higher interest rates made the ability of the banks to get money cost more. It's more expensive for bank to borrow money, just like it's more expensive for all of us. In addition, because house prices are so high, a lot more people aren't buying homes right now. There's a little bit of concern about interest rates in house prices making the decision to buy a house harder and more rare. That is a dynamic you want to watch. We talk about Bidenomics. We're in the middle of the election year. We've seen economic growth slow significantly with the new indicators, consumer confidence, big drop. We wrote about that this week, but keep an eye on bank failures. This is a very, very difficult moment. FDIC, the Fed, all been warning recently about the possibility that there could be a wave of bank failures, or at least some, if not a wave. Those are all things that we should be watching for very, very closely. And I hope that all of us keep an eye on that right now. All right, we're going to get in just a second to our interview, exclusive interview with James Comer. A lot of news in it. I think you're going to enjoy it. But first, a quick shout out to one of the great partners we just recently began working with, Genesis Gold Group. They are best in class when it comes to precious metal sales. And of course, as I've been educating people for the last couple of years, you can take your assets that are in a retirement. You're worried about the markets might crash, you might lose some money, you're underperforming, or you just don't like the economic posture we see ourselves in with talk of bank failures and everything. Genesis Gold Group can help you hedge your bets by putting some of your hard-earned retirement money, your 401k, your IRA money, in a gold IRA. And that buffers you a little bit from the turbulent markets and the signs of economic downturns a lot of people are talking about. You saw what Jamie Dimon said recently, one of the most powerful men in all of economics in the finance sector. He doesn't think we're going to have a soft landing to this Biden economy. So protect your retirement today with a single simple phone call to my good friends at Genesis Gold Group and receive a free gold and silver guide. Call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD, G-O-L-D. Find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, 800-200-4653, 800-200-GOLD. You can also visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. All right, we'll be back in a second with James Comer right after these messages. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up.
If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. He's the chairman of the Oversight Committee. James Comey joins us right now. Mr. Chairman, great to have you back on the show.
Always a pleasure to be on your show, John.
Yeah, we love to have you, sir. You decided right to go into the heart of the belly of the beast. You confronted those protesters at George Washington University. We had reporters there. Really a remarkable moment. Tell us what you witnessed when you confronted those protesters.
Well, I was shocked. First of all, they were either a lot of non-traditional students or they were much older than the average college student. I suspect that they weren't even in college. The president of the university also estimated that 80% of the protesters were not students at George Washington University. She said they could have been students at other universities, and certainly some of them by their appearance appeared to definitely be well beyond the age of a college student who would be protesting. But I was shocked at the things they were saying. We saw lots of Palestine flags, lots of Palestinian clothing. You had different chants. One chant said death to Israel. Yeah. I mean, it was stuff that you would never believe would be in the United States. I guess the most troubling thing, John, is those people aren't supposed to be there. It is against the law to trespass, and you had those people sitting up in encampments on that university. And you know, most university police, law enforcement agencies, they don't even carry guns. They're not equipped for riots and things like that. They've requested help from Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C., obviously is a blue-run city, and we know that anti-Semitic wing has taken over the Democrat Party. They don't want to do anything to offend the anti-Semitic wing of the Democrat Party. Therefore, George Washington's on its own.
Wow. Scary.
Well, considering their ignorance on the history of that region, maybe they all just got held back a lot, and that's why they're so old. I wanted to ask you about the commitment to follow the money. I mean, there seem to be a number, at least two, dark money groups behind these protesters, the ones who obviously aren't students there. If you are able to track that money trail back to individual organizations or individuals, how do you push back on that? What should be the punishment?
Well, we're going to follow the money in the same way that we've been investigating the Biden family. We're going to try to identify the groups and figure out where their banks are. We've had great success in subpoenaing private sector banks. Most banks that we've dealt with want to cooperate with us when they see criminal activity. And I don't think any bank would support the dark money groups that are funding this type of hate. I mean, George Washington University has over 20% of their student body population is Jewish. These Jewish students obviously feel unsafe. And this is not something that we should see on any campus in America, but we know this isn't a generic movement. We know that this is well-organized. that there are groups behind the scenes that are paying for the tents. They're paying for a lot of the material, the propaganda material that they're handing out. They're providing food. We want to know who's behind this, and then we want to hold them accountable because they're involved in trespassing at the very least, and probably a lot more crimes than that.
Yeah. Sir, Josh Burkinian, Congressman from Oklahoma, is on my podcast, and he said there's a growing number of lawmakers that want to start to pull back funding from universities and nonprofits that are at the heart of these protests. Do you think that's likely to happen soon?
Well, I hope so. And you know, John, I was very disappointed in the House Republican Appropriation Committee that we didn't hold anyone accountable last year. You have all these government agencies that that are abusing the trust of the American taxpayers. They're skirting oversight. They're not transparent. But for whatever reason, we have Republicans that caved in on it. This is something that appears there's overwhelming support. These universities get a lot of money. Where most of these protests are occurring across the United States are big universities that have huge federal budgets in their research and development budgets and other areas of their overall budget on campus. They need to be held accountable. They need to be held accountable if they don't suspend these students and do everything in their ability to put an end to this hostility towards Jewish students. So hopefully we'll be able to do that, John. You know I support it, but I think that the American people are pretty outraged by this, and they expect the Republicans in Congress to respond in kind with the power of the purse.
Great point. Hmm.
Mr. Chairman, I want to ask you about that hearing yesterday held by the Select Subcommittee on COVID with Dr. Peter Daszak, the president of EcoHealth Alliance. You had a line of questioning with him where you were asking him if he had a standing relationship with the intelligence community or had ever acted on behalf of those that community as an informant. He seemed to be choosing his words very carefully when he was answering, maybe some obfuscation thrown in. What did you make of that?
Well, I've suspected for a long time that Peter Daszak may have been an informant for the intelligence community. From what I've learned in trying to chase these criminals, international criminals have been funding the Biden shenanigans for over a decade. The informants all fit a pattern. And what it appears at the Wuhan lab, and Daszak confirmed this yesterday, the intelligence community was concerned about that lab. He had communicated, he admitted under oath that he communicated with the intelligence community prior to COVID. You know, there are some that suspect that maybe Daszak was an American spy, an informant that was going in and trying to determine on behalf of the United States what was going on in that lab. Was China making bioweaponry or whatever? What's important about that is that would prove the American government knew that that lab was up to no good. They were doing gain-of-function research. Not only that, we were funding it through American tax dollars. EcoHealth Alliance never should have gotten any American tax dollars. And then they never should have had their grants renewed. It's so suspicious how they were getting all this money, even when they were out of compliance in their grants. So, you know, this goes to all the conspiracy theories that were, shot down by the liberal mainstream media and the Democrats and all that, that the government didn't know anything about it. It's odd that Peter Daszak was in communication with the intelligence community. I was never in communication with the intelligence communities or anything when I was before this Biden investigation. So very few people are. Why was he in communication with them? Obviously, the American government knew that that lab was up to no good. And I think Daszak knows a whole lot more than he would say under oath. But he did not deny that he was an informant of some type for our American intelligence community.
Wow. That's the ground that we're going to have to plow to get some more facts. Sir, I want to turn to a unique connection between the Hamas crisis we're all still dealing with and the Biden family finances. New court documents came out a few days ago. James Biden was apparently, according to the testimony, in a bankruptcy case doing business with Qatar. Qatar, one of the biggest protectors of Hamas. Qatar, one of the biggest funders of these liberal universities in America. I think $5 billion over the last couple decades to these universities. Yet another country that has, you know, sort of a checkered past. Obviously, it's an ally at times. But how shocking was it that Jim Biden was working on with Qatar as well?
I'm not. You know, we've seen evidence that suggests his influence peddling, Jim Biden's influence peddling revolved around Middle East. And we know that the Bidens would do anything for money. We know that, you know, they were for sale to the highest bidder. And you look at what happened with policy decisions with respect to this, you know, all the money the Bidens got from China. You and I believe, John, that Joe Biden has an unusually soft on China platform. And you look at Qatar or Qatar, however you want to pronounce it now. It used to be Qatar, now it's Qatar. That country should be labeled on the terrorist watch list, but the Biden administration refuses to do that. So is that because his brother was receiving money from a Qatari government official? These are questions that need to be answered. We're doing our best in this oversight investigation with the limited tools we have and facing all the obstruction that we have faced. But look, this is another example of a Biden family member getting money from a shady person in a shady country. And I think that the American people have already made their minds up that what the Biden family's been doing for decades with our adversaries around the world is wrong. And I hope within the next few weeks to be able to start the process of holding them accountable for this wrongdoing.
Wow. What will can we ask about that? What will that look like? What could that accountability possibly look like?
Well, I think there's obviously many crimes that have been committed, many financial crimes by the Biden family. And I think Joe Biden has clearly demonstrated that he has violated the law as well. He's lied to the American people about his knowledge of, involvement with, and participation in his family's business schemes. He's not been honest. He's still not being honest about his knowledge of what his family was doing and the money that Joe Biden himself put in his pocket. So we're doing everything we can. We've gotten a lot of documents in from Devin Archer that I subpoenaed, 3.7 million documents, which that's ridiculous, wow. But trying to go through that. We've got some phone records and a few more documents. And, you know, every day we find something new out, John. Yeah, I mean, this, if you had a real investigative body like the IRS or the FBI that was focused, or the Department of Justice that was focused solely on investigating the Bidens, or a special counsel, and you had unlimited resources and the ability to not be obstructed by anyone, there's no telling what we would find. But we found enough, and it's pretty bad, and I think the Bidens need to be held accountable for their wrongdoing.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Devin Nunes, good friend of mine, currently the CEO of the Trump Technology and Media Group, before that, the House Intelligence Committee chairman who unraveled Russia collusion. He'll be with us in just a couple minutes.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of my favorite guests, former Congressman Devin Nunes, currently the CEO of the Trump and Media Technology Group. He's got some new communications with Congress we want to dig into, and I think he probably has a lot to say what's been going on our college campuses and in our system. Congressman, great to have you back on the show.
Great to be with you guys.
So in the last 24 hours or so, a very important letter was transmitted to several chairmen, including Jim Jordan, who was on the show the other day, Chairman McHenry, Chairman Smith, Chairman Comer, raising the real concern that you're seeing potential stock manipulation of the DJT stock, your company stock. Tell us what you're seeing and why this communication to Congress is so important.
Well, thank you to both of you for having me. And as you know, I'm building a great company during the day. It's exciting to build a social media company. We're working on streaming, all these great things that we're doing. But John and Amanda, unfortunately, it looks like I have to run an investigation because we continue to show up. True Social does, DJT, the DJT stock, on what's called the reg show list. And we're not just on the reg show list, which is, you know, nobody, it doesn't matter what it is. We don't have to get into it, but it basically means that stocks are not covering. So when somebody is shorting the stock at the end of the day, they're not covering. Now, we knew it was bad, but we finally got the numbers this week. And for the first 2 weeks of April, there were 700,000 to a million shares a day that aren't covering. Now, John, Amanda, I think your audience knows this. Markets aren't supposed to work that way in the United States of America. Matter of fact, that's about 10% roughly of our daily volume.
Wow.
Is not finishing. It's not closing. It means there's something wrong with the system itself. So we notified Congress last week about this. Some of our concerns about the market makers, people that would ultimately be at the top of the pyramid. Now what we've done is we've done an investigation. We continue to investigate, and now we've identified companies that are likely involved in some of this. We don't know that they are for sure, but as you know, we're not going to leave a stone unturned. If they're screwing with us, we are going to investigate them, and we will track them down. Like I said, I can work on building a company during the day, and I can run investigations all night. It's not what we want to do, but as you know, I know how to run these investigations.
Yeah, that you do. Just ask the FBI.
Absolutely. You've done it a few times. I wanted to ask you about the motivation. I feel like it's fairly obvious. I mean, I being politically minded, feel like the motivation has to be politics, but I suppose it could be financial. What do you anticipate is going to be the motivation for whoever is manipulating to actually act on that?
You know, now that I've gotten into this, it wasn't really my cup of tea when I was in Congress. I worked on a whole host of issues, mostly intelligence issues and tax issues and trade issues. This was not, the financial markets weren't really my cup of tea. But in my old life, I used to trade commodities. I used to have to hedge commodities for my family's business. Now, what's interesting about this is there's the irregularities that are here. And I will tell you, like now that we've begun to talk about this, we have people that are essentially whistleblowers that are coming forward. And John, you'll love that. So we're getting people now that are coming out of the woodwork that are beginning to tell us things that I'm like, wow, this looks like something that I should have looked at when I was in Congress. It appears like it's been happening for a long time, but it's something that shouldn't happen in this country. I mean, you shouldn't be, if you're on this reg show list, if there's an irregularity, you can understand if something gets a little out of whack for 1 or 2 or 3 days. But then if the system works properly, everything should be cleaned out quickly and there shouldn't be any problems. So I think that bad apples likely are targeting our company for the obvious reasons that because we are owned by mostly by President Trump and we are a free speech platform. So there's a lot of bad actors that would love to hurt us and do damage to us so that we can't build out this ecosystem. But I think the problem is bigger, and maybe they got so greedy at targeting us that maybe, just maybe, we don't know, but maybe we're going to expose something that's going to be bigger than what most of us imagined. And I think there's probably been a lot of companies over the last decade or so or more that have been hurt by these same tactics. And so, you know, look, I'm hopeful that we're going to continue to work with our allies in Congress. We'll build the case. We'll inform the appropriate authorities. As you know, we've already talked to the NASDAQ. And look, I just think, as I've said last week, and as we've continued our investigation, seems to me like the RICO statute applies here, especially that, you know, the way the RICO statute has been applying to President Trump and others. And that leads me to, you know, the other, you know, we're obviously going down the congressional route right now. But don't forget, there are a lot of state attorney generals that should have an interest in this. If, you know, how much damage has been done to capital formation of other smaller companies that have been hit by this naked short selling or counterfeit shares? My guess is it's going to be a large number. And look, we just might be the poster child. And if this happened to us, we're going to break it out into the open. We're going to make sure that people know about it. And we're going to continue to expose it. So working with Congress, working with other governmental authorities, and also going to look, you know, work with the state attorney generals.
Congressman, I want to ask a little bit about regulators. Have they been slow on the dime? Do you think, based on what you just said, that the SEC maybe should have been policing a little bit or be policing more? They shouldn't need congressional prodding to look into this?
Well, look, you know, I believe in the legislative branch running their own investigation outside of the executive branch for the obvious reasons. So, you know, they already know this. I mean, we know this from True Social because people post it on True Social all the time. They're notifying the SEC and the other authorities, our shareholders. I mean, that's how we found out about this, because they shared it on True Social. Therefore, I have a fiduciary responsibility to protect our retail shareholders. And so, you know, the SEC knows about it. The other bodies know about it. We've notified the NASDAQ. We've notified Congress. We've now updated Congress with other avenues to investigate. We're going to notify some state attorney generals, probably specifically here in Florida, where True Social is headquartered. But there may be other state attorney generals that have an interest. And, John, we will build the case. As we build the case and we get more information, and look, likely more and more whistleblowers will come forward. You know that, John. It's how it always works as you run these investigations. And, you know, as a matter of fact, we have so much information incoming right now that, I mean, it literally takes me all night to go through all the information and our team of people that we're building to go through this information. Because, of course, you know, all whistleblowers aren't real. So you got to kind of just, you know, cipher through that and sift through it. But it looks to me like I think this has happened to a lot of people in the past. And we'll just continue to put the information together, get it to the appropriate authorities. And ultimately, we expect the SEC and the other government agencies to do their job. And look, most importantly, since DOJ is in love with the RICO statute now, they damn sure better use it if people are actually trading counterfeit shares.
Yeah. Absolutely. And like you said, they've been real loosey-goosey with RICO charges. I wanted to ask you about this, what seems to be a recent windfall for President Trump, assuming the stock price stays over, what, $17.50 for the next 20 trading days. It will bring his grand total to 114 million shares, over $5 billion worth. That's pretty good news for President Trump. Bad news for folks over on MSNBC and CNN, though.
Well, look, and actually, President Trump has received those shares. And look, the bottom line is this: we're building a great company. We have great technology. We're doing it without all the big tech companies. That's a good news story. But guess what? Without one of the most iconic names and well-known people around the world in the last 100 years, it would be tough for us to have as many users as we do if we didn't have President Trump. So I think everybody that's part of our company understands that. That making sure that he has the appropriate shares as he moves forward. Look, and he says it all the time on True Social. He says it publicly. I mean, he loves this company. He loves True Social. He loves that he puts it on there, and within seconds, people are taking that information. They're putting it on all the other social media platforms, which I think is hilarious, because, you know, they banned him on all the other platforms, but now they can't get enough of them. And, you know, they've got basically detection systems that people have built that just like auto post across all the other platforms that replicates it out there. So, and look, the key is that this is just, as you know, True Social is the beachhead against big tech tyranny for free speech. But the bigger platform that we're building is our streaming platform that we're in the midst of. We've announced it. We're already testing it. Real America's Voice is playing a big part in that, because we want to be the home for canceled or shadow banned news, religious, family friendly content, and through a very efficient system, which, to be technical, it's called a linear TV CDN. That I think will allow us to be, if people are familiar with Pluto, Sling, and like a FUBU, we're basically, and a Netflix, we're combining those into one technology so that places like Real America's Voice have a home and can't be canceled.
So important. Congressman, I know you and President Trump started the platform because you were worried about the infringement of free speech, but there's another side of this debate now that Congress is really grappling with, and that is when free speech wades into violating civil liberties, turning into violence, depriving Jewish students the ability to go to school safely. I know you probably have some thoughts on what's going on college campuses. What can Congress do to make a difference and roll this back and make students feel safe on campus again?
Well, what I noticed was two things. The obvious one is that this is mostly happening in the worst way in cities that are blue or run by Democrats. And they're out of control. There's a total breakdown of law and order. There's no respect for the police. This has been an ongoing problem, and this is a culmination. Somebody's funding these operations. I don't know who. There's rumors that it's, you know, everybody says Soros. I have no idea if it's Soros or not, but it is kind of odd that there's all of these protesters that are out there that are attacking the college campuses all in unison, all at the same time. But then when you peel it back, early indications, and as you guys know, early indications, you have to wait till you get all the facts.
Right.
But it appears like they're not even students, most of them.
Yeah.
So then who the hell's doing this, and why would police not be cracking down? So once again, it's another reason, get the hell out of red states. Don't send your kids. I do not – or get the hell out of blue states and head to red states. I would never – I hope my kids do not go to one of these – colleges in one of these blue cities. I just think it's too dangerous and not worth it.
All right, folks, one more good one to go to help us explain why RFK is doing so well in the poll. Double digits, starting to take a bite out of Joe Biden a little bit. You can see that in some of the polling numbers. Tony Lyons, the head of the Super PAC, supporting RFK, is going to give us the latest dynamics as he sees them. We'll have that in the final block of Saturday's John Solomon Reports edition.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back, America. While so much of the media focus in the 2024 election has focused on the Trump-Biden rematch, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. continues to build momentum as an independent candidate running to give voters a third option in November. RFK picked up a major victory on Monday when his campaign announced he had qualified for the ballot here in California. The big news comes just 2 weeks after it was reported that he had qualified for the ballot in Michigan. And joining us now to talk more about this is Tony Lyons. He serves as the co-chair and co-founder of American Values PAC 2024 and the Super PAC supporting Robert Kennedy Jr. for president, of course. And he's also the president of Skyhorse Publishing, and he joins us now. Tony, great to see you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So give us a tally, obviously Michigan and California, and I know that there is a process ongoing in other states. How many states is RFK Jr. up to?
I don't really know. I mean, I he's getting on state after state, and I think that every week it's going to be two or three more states.
Yeah.
So he's really right in the middle of it. He's got this incredible team, and they are going to be on the state, you know, on the ballot in every state. And that's the thing, you know, people should just get used to that. There's no question he's going to be on the ballot in every single state and the District of Columbia.
Yeah, no doubt. You can see that. You can see it rolling in now. Tony, there's another thing rolling in, which is the outlines of a coalition that's going to be the RFK coalition. I looked at some of the data. It's like 16-17%, but it comes from so many different walks of America, different political stripes. It's sort of an interesting soup bowl forming, and also some evidence that people who haven't been in the political game coming in. Tell us what you see in the data as you look out on who RFK is appealing to.
Yeah, I mean, there have been some really great and striking polling, you know. So some of the things that have been true for the last couple of months are that if the only people in the country who could vote were people 45 years of age or younger, then Bobby Kennedy beats Trump and Biden handily right now. No question. So then you look at independent voters. He's winning there. You look at middle class voters and he's doing better and better. You look at Hispanic voters, at Black voters, and he's getting votes from, you know, all of these different demographics because they all are just sick of being lied to. They're sick of this, you know, politics as usual, and they want things to change. And they don't believe that either Trump or Biden are going to give them the kind of change that they hope for.
Interesting.
Tony, I want to ask you about an interesting tweet thread that pertained to the misconceptions about RFK Jr. And there were a few tweets in there about environmentalism and his stance on guns. I want to take the low-hanging fruit because his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein has been somewhat a conversation in political circles. Can you clarify for us?
Yeah, he has no connection there whatsoever. They're just an incredible number of lies being told. But the fascinating thing is that, you know, you have Bush saying, you have Trump saying that RFK is a radical left-wing liberal and a lunatic. And then you have Biden saying RFK is an ultra MAGA lunatic. So you have to wonder, you know, either he's helping one or the other, you would think. So both of them must be looking at data that shows that he's taking from both of them, that he's creating new voters. He's bringing voters to the polls who have not voted in the past. They didn't vote in 2016. They didn't vote in 2020 because they believe that the country is corrupt, that their government is corrupt, but they're coming out for Bobby Kennedy. And the thing is, both of them recognize one important thing, and that is that Bobby Kennedy can win. And what's really been fascinating in some of the recent polling is that it shows that Biden can't win, that Biden doesn't win with Bobby in the case, you know, in the race, and he doesn't win if Bobby drops out. So what it turns out is that a vote for Biden is a vote for Trump. And it's a throwaway vote. That recent polling proves that, you know, there's a major national poll that shows that RFK beats Trump head to head, that he beats him, you know, by a landslide if Biden drops out. And if Trump drops out and it's Bobby versus Biden, Bobby wins too. So these are fascinating polls. And I think that the Democratic Party is going to have to really begin to ask themselves, do they want Trump to be president or do they want RFK Jr. to be president? That's the essential question, because it really looks like Joe Biden can't win.
Yeah, and the CNN poll really accentuated that this weekend, no doubt. All right, so here's the challenge. I've been covering politics a long time. I covered the pro campaign, 92, 96, so I get a lot familiar with a really surging third-party candidate. All right, you're at 16, 70% of the polls. You might be at 20 in some of the polls. How do you get from that 20 to 35% where people don't have the fear, well, man, I don't want to throw my vote away? That leap is the next thing. You've got a lot of time. What are the pathways to get that done?
Well, what's really fascinating there is that there's so many people who I talk to who say that they really like Bobby. They like Bobby more than Trump, or they like Bobby more than Biden. But what they're afraid of is that their vote won't count. You know, that they look at a lot of the polling that's been done, yep, just makes believe that it's a two-party race. So when they see Bobby Kennedy going higher in the polls, when they recognize, you know, that some of the polling really shows that Bobby is such a strong candidate, then I think they're going to say, we want to be with Bobby. We want to be for real change. We want to end these forever wars. We want a border that's safe. We want to end the chronic, you know, the chronic health disease problem in this country. Yeah. You know, that they're seeing that they want somebody who's going to fight for them. They want somebody who's going to make it possible for them to buy groceries, to buy gas, to pay their rent. And they don't see that Biden or Trump really care and are really going to fight for them.
Yeah. Tony, before we let you go, something came across my news desk and it got 129 million impressions on social media. The real RFK Jr. movie, massively viral on social media. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's an incredible movie because, you know, the point of the movie is that you've been lied to just time after time. And that you can read about Bobby in the newspaper. You see that he's called dangerous. He's called a conspiracy theorist. But that the truth is that he's a danger only to the corrupt politicians who've been taking advantage of the people of this country and of a handful of multi-billion dollar corporations. So when you see this movie, you recognize that Bobby's been fighting for the American people for the last 40 years, and that he's going to come out and he's going to smash the two-party system. And he's going to really change this country and make it a country that we can all be proud of once again. So you can't watch that movie and not come away with just incredible respect for Bobby Kennedy.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. Hey, thanks to all of our great guests. James Comer spent a lot of quality time with us the other day. Great interview there. And of course, Devin Nunes always brings a lot to the table. And a big thank you to Tony Lyons for helping us understand why RFK is seeing some movement in the polls, potentially putting another threat into the Biden reelection chances. Also, don't forget my good friends at Genesis Gold Group. They would like to help you invest in gold, hedge your bets. Gold always does well in a turbulent economy, and we're in one, right? And you may also be able to, a lot of people don't know this, that you can take a portion or all of your retirement funds and put them into gold, into precious metals, with a Genesis Gold IRA. How do you do that? Call 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. Find out how you can add precious metals to your retirement portfolio today. One more time, 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. All right, that wraps it up today, folks. We'll be back with a Sunday brunch edition tomorrow. Barry Loudermilk, the chairman of the Republican January 6th investigation, has some big news about what they're finding in the January 6th committee. We'll have that in the morning, Sunday brunch edition. Until then, God bless you. Have a great night. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion-dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.